Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. Supreme Court to address immigration. The court announced Tuesday that it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. The president's executive order also allows the illegals to work in the United States. The order is opposed by 26 states. The court said it would hear arguments in April and decide the case by late June. Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There was no immediate reaction from the country's two rival legislatures. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is welcoming the lifting of international economic sanctions against his country. He says Iran must remain wary of the United States as curbs on Iran's nuclear program are fully imposed. Mr. Khamenei wrote Iran President Hassan Rouhani to congratulate him Tuesday on the implementation of the nuclear pact, but cited what he called the, quoting now, need to be vigilant about the deceit and treachery of arrogant countries, end of quote. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The flag-draped caskets of four Kenyan soldiers killed in Friday's attack arrived at Nairobi's Wilson Airport late Monday. This is VOA News.